And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Wacko Wacko. You're listening to Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was a band called The Muddies. Never played them before. Yet another band from Finland, Tony. We're getting a lot of updates about new Finnish releases, etc. now from a couple of Finnish labels after featuring a couple of Finnish bands. And now it looks like we're stuck with Finland, my friend.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There really isn't. I don't have a problem with that. As I was discussing last week, I love the music of Finland. And yeah, top band. Describe themselves just as a rock band, but I think there's quite a bit of punk going on in there, the Muddies or garage punk, and they look great as well. Best way to find out about them is to go to their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/themuddies.
facebook.com/the-muddies-1523-245-150-5752. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default
URL. That's a default URL.
But then I'll be honest with you, how's your finish?
It's lacking.
Yeah, I mean, I think any time there's a band from another country and they haven't worked out that they can do a really, really easy Facebook page for themselves, I think, well, you know what? We can excuse them.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for joining in there. You do take long gaps, Tone.
Well, you sound like you were going to finish a sentence. All I hear is, you can excuse them.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
All right. Excuse them, yeah. That's it,
right.
I'm just excusing them.
Muddies,
you are excused. And we will be playing more from you in future weeks. I seem to be saying that about every band we play now, but it's because they keep sending us whole albums rather than tracks. And I know I'm not going to just play one track. So we will be getting our Muddies worth out of the Muddies. You see what I did there?
I did see you did there.
Yeah. I was going to talk about Europe this week, Tony.
We could do.
But I've entirely decided not to, because there was the FIFA election.
All right.
The FIFA, I don't know whether you've listened to the, I love the FIFA election. FIFA election, now the new president of FIFA is Gianni Infante, which of course means young infant, like there's any other. But the crazy names don't stop there, because there's also Jerome Champagne. What a crazy name. Hey, you'd like Jerome Champagne in front of FIFA, but who would you really like in charge of FIFA, Tony? I'll tell you, Tokyo Sex Whale.
Nice.
The BBC have been trying to call Tokyo Sex Whale Tokyo Sex Whale for ages, but he ain't Tokyo Sex Whale, he's Tokyo Sex Whale. It's the greatest name of any FIFA candidate, indeed any sort of politician, sporting or otherwise, in the world ever. He's up there with the former head of an African state, Kane and Banana, and also Good Luck Johnson. But I've got to say, Tokyo Sex Whale's up there. Tony, the weird thing is, Tokyo Sex Whale's not even his real name.
Oh, right, okay.
His real name's Nagasaki Fuck Penguin. I thought about that in the car on the way to Wales and laughed myself silly. Tokyo Sex Well.
Did he win? Oh,
no, he actually dropped out after the first round.
So he
technically didn't even come fifth.
Right.
But he's Tokyo Sex Well, man. He can do no wrong. He was the best speaker. He was excellent. He was fantastic. Anyway, so I just thought I'd do my joke that I thought in the car about Tokyo Sex Well.
Excellent.
Dead. If you've got a joke, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. I also wrote a poem this morning, Tony, in bed.
Okay.
And I'll do that later on in the show, because I am conscious of the fact that we're trying to keep this show under an hour, aren't we?
We certainly are.
And whose fault is it that we don't manage it?
Yours.
Absolutely. So let's get on with track two. We played this band a while back, and I said you'll hear more from them in future weeks. And guess what? You are doing Choke Chains, Tony, all the way from Michigan, and via Slovenly Records. Hello, Slovenly. We love you guys. We love Bazooka Joe. And you keep sending us brilliant stuff. Here's more. This is, right, this is, and this ties in a bit with the kind of psychedelia show we did the other week, because this is quite psychedelic garage punk, I think. Let's see what you make of it, Tony. What is Choke Chains' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/chokechains.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and Internet One. And remarkably, for people from the US, because as you know, America has English as a second language, they have managed to do Choke Chains right.
Okay.
Finland, take a leaf out of their book. She collects calendars. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Choke Change. She collects calendars. I really like that. Did you like that?
I did.
Of course you did. Now then, have we got any Facebook comments?
No.
Well, in that case then, we can't kick these goddamn doors open. Oh, no.
No, can't.
So, right, well, if we've got no Facebook comments, we don't get the Facebook tune, Tony.
We don't.
So
it works.
Maybe you could chastise the listeners for a minute.
Bad listeners. Noi listeners, yes, please do get in touch on Facebook. It is ever so easy. Most people, well, some people are on there, some people aren't. If you are on Facebook, do get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, give us a subscribe, leave us a tickle, whatever you want to do, get in touch. Let us know what you think, what you didn't like, what you did like, things like that. Let us know.
Yeah, it's all right though, because I wrote a poem this morning in bed, Tony.
Okay.
So we can have Poetry Corner. It's like I'm providing the content or something.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Shall we just admit that we are making this show a bit earlier than usual, and most of the stuff that comes through a day or two before we make the show, but we're making the show early for various reasons.
Yes. It's Saturday, basically.
So we are having to cover a bit more than usual. So it's quite lucky that I've had such an eventful day and so much has happened.
Excellent.
Which you'll find out in the next bit. So anyway, I wrote a poem this morning, Tony, that I'm not proud of.
All right.
And it's more of a song. If you do have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typed in your email poetry corner. This is, it's a two verse ditty. Should we call it a ditty?
Okay.
Because it's like a little poem song, isn't it? A ditty.
Hmm.
Is it?
Short song, short tune, yeah, ditty.
Yeah, alright. It's a ditty. I haven't got a title for it, so maybe you could come up with a suitable title for it after you've heard it.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I hope you're ready for this, Tony.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You might not be.
All right.
Come over here and suck my cock and tickle my balls too. Then I'll give you an English pound and you'll know what to do. You can buy a lottery ticket that could make you a millionaire. Then you'll have me to thank and a bit of spunk in your hair.
Paulie B's pillow talk.
Right, I like it. The only problem with it is I didn't realise until I got home that it's actually £2 to buy a lottery ticket now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Inflation.
So I might have to replace lottery ticket with scratch card. Or if you don't think you ever want to hear that again ever, do email me explaining why and I'll read out the reasons next week.
Okay.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Excellent.
Right, so there's no need to shut those damn doors, Tony.
There's not, no.
I'm a little bit upset that we haven't had the chance to say the usual things.
I blame the world.
We can't even Frankie Boyle, Tony.
We can't.
We can't even Frankie Boyle. What's going on here? Right, we've got two songs in a row now.
Okay.
You're not stunned, are you, by that? You seem a bit down.
No.
No, I mean by the poem, not by the lack of Facebook.
That's right.
Two songs in a row now, both by bands from the USA that we've played in recent weeks and like for totally different reasons, but absolutely like. First up, Black Friday Death Count, Tony. You might remember we played Black Friday Death Count the other week.
We did. There was a website which you shouldn't check out for.
There is a website that you shouldn't check out for moral reasons.
Yeah.
But you can find Black Friday Death Count by going to their Bandcamp page, which is...
blackfridaydeathcount.bandcamp.com.
Now you forgot. I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, it was a few weeks ago, but bfdc.bandcamp.com. Go there and check out Black Friday Death Count. They're excellent and get their stuff. This is the second track we're playing off their latest album. They're all the way from Pennsylvania, Tony.
All right, okay.
That's exciting, isn't it, Pennsylvania?
I've never been there, but it sounds like it might be exciting.
It's not exciting, Tony.
Oh, okay.
It's an industrial state. It's got a fabulous and rich history of founding fathers and the such like, but then it all went into steelworks and that and Deer Hunter and all that. The west of the state is really quite Hicksville, and is in the Appalachian Mountains, isn't it? You say Appalachian, Appalachian?
I have absolutely no idea.
Let's call the whole thing off. Anyway, sorry, Pennsylvania. The capital of Pennsylvania is Philadelphia, I think, where the Liberty Bell is. That's right, isn't it? And where the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was from. He was from Philadelphia.
He was in West Philadelphia, born and raised, James.
He was. Of course you know the words. How much can you do? How much can you sing of it?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, in the playgrounds, is where I spent most of my days. That's about it, I think.
The playgrounds where I spent most of my days. Yeah. Tony, you're a legend. You can remember that better than I can remember a poem I wrote myself this morning. That's terrifying. Right,
getting old.
Stay tuned for Totally Gnarly right now. Beachhead.
oxymoron.
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was totally gnarly in a track called Poop in My Pants.
Lovely.
All the way from Albany, USA. And the last time we played Totally Gnarly on the show, I did say that I had driven through Albany as a teenager. I wasn't driving the car myself, but I motored through Albany on the way to Niagara Falls.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's in New York State. And that's another fantastic, interesting and funny punk song from Totally Gnarly there, isn't it? Yeah. What's their Facebook page? Oh, quite a bit of Facebook at the moment.
Facebook.com/Totally Gnarly.
No, Facebook.com/Totally Gnarly Band. Poorly Being Internet 3, Tony 1.
Okay.
Did you do anything last week?
No.
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, I did quite a bit. My mum came up and was helping me out with jobs around the house, because when you need to do a bit of DIY, it's best to get your elderly mother in, not get a man in who knows what you're doing or anything.
Exactly.
I'm just so used to that sort of thing. And she's brilliant. And I now have three completed bedrooms and all that, and it's just brilliant. And I love her and I love the house, and I'm really happy here, and I can't wait for this evening, but we'll talk about that later on. But what I did was, Tony, I drove to Llanelli to do a gig last night. It's a long way, you know, from Nottingham, Llanelli. Especially in ridiculous traffic to do with the rugby in Cardiff. And the gig was great, but it took me nearly 5 hours to get there. Gig was great. Stayed with a friend in Swansea's last night, where I wrote the poem this morning. And then, on the way back, I stopped off via Brecon, on the way back, to nip into a guy called Paul's. And Paul and Sarah, I met at the Psychobilly meeting last year, but I'd met them years before, when I met them in Worksop, because Paul is the go-go dancer in Doctor and the Medics.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so I said that I'd drop in and see them. What I wasn't expecting was that while I was there, Doctor and the Medics would drop in as well, and I saw Clive Jackson. Now, the thing is, Clive Jackson was the reason I got a chat with Lemmy, if you remember. This is all absolutely tying up. Interestingly, Clive thanked Paul for the present. The present was a bottle of blue pastilles. The bottle of blue pastilles was a present given to me by Helen and Aidy at the Psychobilly meeting last year that I didn't have, that I couldn't take back in my luggage because I only had hand luggage. So I asked Paul and Sarah, they gave us two bottles. I asked Paul and Sarah if they'd take them back in their luggage. They could keep one of the bottles, and at some point I would pick up the other one and give it to Steve. I basically donated my bottle of blue pasties to Paul and Sarah. However, when it was Clive Jackson meeting Dr. Meg's birthday, they didn't have a present for him. They thought, oh, we'll give him that bottle of blue pasties.
Excellent. Right?
So anyway, they told me this before he got there. He got there, and I couldn't keep it to myself.
All right.
And Clive Jackson said, I said to Clive, oh, by the way, Clive, you can thank me for the present anytime you like. And he went, what? And Paul went, oh, the bottle of blue pasties came from Paul. And he went, oh, right, thanks. I said, what was it like, by the way? And he went, hideous.
Right.
So anyway, we've managed to get a link. And because I'd interviewed them on Mansfield 103 on the show Punk and Disorderly all those years ago, we have now somehow got a link between Helen and Aidy, formerly of the South of France, and Mansfield 1 o'clock. Via me, Paul, Blue Pastis and Doctor and Medics. And it all happened in Brecon. And what a fantastic place. And the thing is, the only thing I really know about Brecon is when I was a kid, we used to sing a song at school. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Down from the hills of Brecon flew a hungry heron. In a barrel he bumped his head and he said, boom, 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 boom. Apples I've hit my head on. Yeah, I don't know what that's about either. And they'd never heard it, so it's clearly not a Brecon song. Right, so I've now sung that song to people who live in Brecon who've never heard it, and I've sung it to punky radio listeners who must be thinking, this man's not quite right in the head. But then it is a bit nicer than the previous ditty.
This is true.
If you know where that song came from or you've ever heard it before, get in touch with me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, heron.
I've not heard it before.
No. I don't know where that came from. But it's not the sort of thing you can make up, is it?
No.
I definitely did sing it at school, but don't know why. Right, anyway, that's that. I got my hair cut again. I had a whole story about that, but I haven't got time. I want to play another song.
Okay.
We haven't played the Messieurs in a while, Tony, or the Monsieurs, as I like to call them. They're from Boston, Massachusetts, which means we played three bands in a row from Northeast USA. And we started off with a band from Finland, which is Northeastern Europe. It's a real northeast kind of thing.
Excellent.
Oh, no, four bands in a row. Because we played, Michigan's Midwest, but it's north. So, well, it is north, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's north of North America. So we played four bands from four northern states in the US in a row. That's amazing. It all goes south after the break, Tony, let me tell you.
Excellent.
Right now, the Messieurs. This is pretty full on garage. They came through from Slovenly as well, I think. What's their Facebook page? Again, it's another Facebook page. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/TheMessieurs.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 3. This is From the Vaults, even though I don't think we've ever played it before, but we played the Messieurs quite a while ago, so I'm calling it From the Vaults. This is Rock the Night.
Running like a flame.
you're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Messieurs. I call them the Monsieurs because I like there's a real southern thing. I don't know whether Midlands or Northern English people do it, but Southerners will go, oh, good afternoon, Monsieur. You know, I think it's a sort of Del Boy thing.
Right, could be.
Maybe. But I often call people Monsieur, especially with my false teeth, when we whistle, Monsieur. Brilliant. Have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
So we're going to sing the song, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Question mark.
Yes, so no normal weekly gigs anymore from 12 Bar. We'll see what happens with that. I have had an email from TNS, which is in reference to the Manchester Punk Festival.
Right, have they finalised their lineup?
They've just announced more bands, so this is more of a final list. So to remind people, it's on the 21st to 23rd of April. Looks like summer tickets are sold out. There are still tickets. The Super Early Bird and the Early Bird have sold out because it ain't that early anymore. But tickets are still available. It's £21 or £25 on the door.
It's still a good deal.
It is.
It's a good deal on the door for the amount of bands there
are. Yeah, there's loads of bands. Too many to list, but the new bands are Gnarl Wolves, Apologies I Have None, Crazy Arm, Dead Class, Only Strangers, Breakups, Brawlers, Rising Strike, Think Richard, John Play Specials, Perky, Love Dump, Edgarville.
Did you say Thick Richard?
Thick Richard, yeah.
Thick Richard is a performance poet.
Yeah, did a spoken word.
Yeah, who I booked him for the Edinburgh Fringe a while back.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice bloke. And also, we played Rising Strike on the show, and we played Dead Class. Really like Dead Class, but we haven't heard much from them. But then we played a track by the lead singers in their offshoot the other week, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm all over that Dead Class.
Edgarville, Hello Mabel, Tim Holehouse, and Emma Hallows. But there's loads.
And that's just the latest ones. There's hundreds, aren't there? It's ridiculous.
There is. I mean, looking at the list, Wonky Unit is on there as well, so...
It looks brilliant. And we did the Manchester... We've done a couple of Manchester Punk Festival specials, haven't we, as well, when we played quite a few tracks off it. So you can look back at earlier shows and find quite a lot of bands that are on at the festival as well. It looks brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
More information, manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk. Check it out. Certainly if you're in Manchester, you should.
Anyway. Well done, Tony. That's an excellent gig to read out on
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Manchester. Oh, you just went with Manchester. You harmonised. You're beauty. Right, I'm going to play another two songs in a row now, Tony.
All right.
First, a band we never played before, then a band that we have played before. First up, and you know I said after the first bit was all Finland and then four bands from the US. We're taking it south now, Tony. We're going to what Horse Party describe as Bury St. Edmunds Rock City.
Blimey.
Brilliant. What a classic track. This came through from Tony at Manila PR. Hello, Tony. Who's been with us for years sending his stuff. We don't play everything he sends, but every once in a while we get something through. He goes, yeah, that's perfect, as this is. Stay tuned for Little Treasure All Stars, but first up, Tony, what is Horse Party's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Horse Party.
No, I find this worrying.
All right.
Facebook.com/Horse Party. Now, that means that, first of all, it's probably internet for Tony too, but secondly, it means that someone on Facebook already had Horse Party. Why? I haven't checked out Facebook.com/Horse Party, and I'm a bit scared to.
Maybe we shouldn't.
But anyway, they are Facebook.com/Horse Party Party, and this is Pay Dirt.
Thank you.
Click.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band on Eaters right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Little Treasure All Stars and a cracking 100 mile an hour punk rock song with a lot of humour in it called Jeremy Kyle. And Little Treasure All Stars, Tony, I said I was keeping it south. You can't get a lot further south in England than be from Bognor Regis.
Oh, blimey.
That's right. It's like the first half of the show never happened in terms of the music. Loving Little Treasure All Stars, you might remember that rather worryingly, we may have been a profound influence on Little Treasure All Stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's that same, is it? Okay.
They listened to us when they were teenagers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be good.
No.
Yeah. So that song was kind of our fault, we think.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah. But anyway, Tony, what is Little Treasure All Stars? Facebook page.
Facebook.com/ Little Treasure All Stars.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 4. It's a right close one this week, isn't it?
Oh,
blimey.
I like it.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I am.
Are you? Were you too?
I am, yeah. It's coming out ever so quick. It's my gigs in Hitchin and Oslo again. So, Friday night, I've got Philip Simon and Sully O'Sullivan performing at my comedy club in Hitchin. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com. Philip won our new act competition last year. It's absolutely brilliant. And Sully is from New Zealand, and I've worked with Sully in several different countries.
He's been on the show as well, hasn't he, I think, at one point?
Oh, he might have been, yeah. He might have been.
Yeah,
I think he has.
Was he sick on a car bonnet or something?
No, he and Anna Curl were both felt very sick after I nearly destroyed them in Luton once. She was she described herself as being overrummed.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and me and Sully went to Croatia together, and now we're going to Oslo together.
Oh, excellent.
I know, brilliant. Oh, which is the next night. So, and you can find out there about the Oslo show, oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. Same lineup there. Really looking forward to both shows. Looking forward to going to Oslo. I always look forward to going to Oslo. It's always a laugh. I'll see whether I can get stopped by the police again on the way there, because that seems to be a bit habit forming. So that's what I'm doing this week, Tone.
Okay.
Let's play another song. Haven't played this band in a while. Well, we kind of have, because they're in the beds.
All right.
Our rotational fortnightly beds, and it's landed quite nicely that they're in the other week. So we played this band in the background last week, as we do every fortnight. Band called 50 Foot Combo, Tony. Surf band all the way from Ghent. Now, do you get anywhere near Ghent when you drive?
I certainly do. I drive right past Ghent. Ghent is one of the points where you change roads. So I go from Ostend to Ghent and then from Ghent to Antwerp.
Oh, wow. So Ghent's your last happiness before the Antwerp Ring Road.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's all downhill from Ghent. Ghent's nice. I've been to Ghent. I've been in there as well. And also, I even work with a woman who was one of my clients, and she's from Ghent. I have a lot of Ghent in my life.
You are full of Ghent.
I'm quite the Ghent.
You really are quite the Ghent, Tony. There's a lot of things marrying up this week, aren't there? Brilliant,
isn't it?
You and 50 Foot Combo, Helen and AD, and Doctor and the Medics. What are the chances?
I know.
Anyway, they've brought out a new 7-inch, and we've got out. It's come out limited edition vinyl. I think it's limited to 500 copies by Drunkabilly Records. Thanks to Drunkabilly for sending this to you. I really like this, Tony. See what you think of this. What is 50 Foot Combo's Facebook page?
facebook.com/50footcombo.
facebook.com/50footcombo. No, it's not. You're right. It's Tony 4, Point of the Internet 4, and this is Wild Man.
Your band!
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That song, that was with the English lyrics. I also have the version in French, but thought I'd do the English lyrics because, of course, Belgium is bilingual, French and Flemish. Fortunately for all, they haven't done a Flemish version.
Right.
But the French one isn't called Wild Man, it's called Un Homme Sauvage or something, which would make sense, wouldn't it? But yeah, so that was Wild Man. I like that a lot. I like it a lot, Tony.
Do you? Yes, excellent.
Yeah. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Go on, have a go at the listeners again.
Bad listeners. Maybe you didn't hear me last week, but hey, I do need your twat. Hey, please do email your twats. I do like the feature. We can't do it without you, so we really do need you to send me your twats, and we are pretty sure that you do know twats.
Yeah.
There's tons of them. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Very simple. Email me. All the twat's food with thanks.
So, Tone, what are you going to do instead?
I have no idea. Do you want to talk about Europe?
Well, we're trying to hold off Europe, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess
we're
so.
We're trying to suggest we're going to talk about Europe every week and then not do it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I like that plan.
So let's try not to talk about Europe till we absolutely have to.
Excellent. Did I do? I might have seen a film. Did I see a film?
Are you?
I think I did see a film.
Oh, I've been hearing lots of good things about Deadpool, by the way.
It's a good film.
Yeah, it does sound like it is up my street.
Mm.
With its puerile nonsense and extreme violence.
That's what it is. It's pure, very pure, but it's funny.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know?
Right, so what have you seen this week then?
I watched Maze Runner. It's not a new film though, a couple of years old now. It's one of these. You know, there's a run of these dystopian adult fiction, teenage adult fiction novels, like Hunger Games and.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's one of them. It's a load of kids wake up in a maze and they have to work out what's going on. There's kind of no build up to it, and they've all had their memories wiped.
Right.
And if they get into the maze and they don't get out within time, then they die. And there's these, like, killer things in the maze.
It's Hunger Games in a maze, is it?
It's Hunger Games in a maze, effectively.
So is it also a remake of a good European or Japanese film, do you know, or is it just...
I don't think in this instance it is, no. But I've still not seen Battle Royale, either.
Oh, fantastic Battle Royale. Absolutely brilliant. But by the time when you see Battle Royale, you'll realise that Hunger Games isn't exactly, it's not only is it not as good, it's not even really like it. I mean, in terms of it being the Hollywood remake, it's a different film, really. Battle Royale is just so good, and you'll love it. It's funny as well. It is funny. You know, it's not, it's that, because it's just classic Japanese weirdness. It's extremely graphic, it's extremely violent, it's extremely harsh in the world it depicts and the world of the future we might have, but it's brilliant and it's funny as well.
Okay. It's on my Netflix list. I haven't watched it yet.
Watch it.
I will do. But I'll watch Maze Runner again. It's rubbish. One out of four.
Blimey.
It's rubbish. It's a lot of action, but it's just quite hollow.
I didn't even know it was up to four. I thought it was one out of five and you've only given it one.
I thought it was four.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
One out of four, so 25%. That's a fail.
Yeah, it's a lot of action and a lot of, but it's a bit hollow.
Right.
Ultimately. Watch Deadpool instead.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
I'll do that. I'll watch Deadpool instead. Right, last track this week, Tone.
All right.
We seem to be getting further south, don't we?
We do.
And we're now going all the way to Milan for another track from Radio Voodoo. Who sent me their CD the other week to the wrong address, but they weren't to know I'd moved. I didn't tell them. A brilliant album, Tone. You can pick any track off it. They're all great. It's really, really good. And we started the show with them the other week, so I thought we'd finish with them this week.
Okay.
What is... it's Facebook again. Ooh. It's for all, Tony. No pressure. What is Radio Voodoo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Radio Voodoo.
Facebook.com/RadioVoodoo.Milano. M-I-L-A-N-O. Paulie B and the Internet 5. Tony 4. Phew! Grata e Vinci.
slot machine. Sono la tua routine. Fregato dalla mamma, pensi subito a giocare. Invece del lavoro cerca il big tuo futuro. Col portafoglio vuoto ti avvicini al videopoker. Scommettiamo che questa è la volta buona. Oh, ma che peccato, ti sei proprio rovinato. Smetti di lagnarti che sei stato sfortunato. È la tua malattia.
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. And you know what? There's one thing that we haven't said.
What's that?
Mild quirkiness. There you go. I hope to see some of you in Hitchin or Oslo this weekend. Make sure you have a good week and you follow our recommendations. Make sure that you listen to the music of all the bands we played, and if you possibly can, download their stuff and buy their stuff to help them out. That's why we make the show. Don't forget, we want your twats. We want iTunes reviews. I want your jokes and poems. Tony wants your gig guide. We want all sorts from you. Get in touch with us, and we'll mention the internet stations next week, all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.